at the beginning of Perek Zayin. Ketzit Solinus HaPesach. How do you, the halacha is, according to Pesach, has to be roasted directly on the fire. Not cooked, not indirectly roasted. So Ketzit Solinus HaPesach, Mevin Shvud Shal Rimon, the Tochbol Toch Piv Adesh Nekuvaso. You take a spit that's made out of rimon wood, and you put it through its mouth all the way till the other end, and the korban is hung upside down, and the shvud is wider on the end that ends up in its mouth, so the animal can't slip down, and the other end is thinner, so it can go through the entire body of the animal. The notion is krovi is b'nei of the tocho, and you put all the, you had taken out all the insides and cleaned them out. That's called nichui krevav. Took out all the garbage from inside the intestines and the stomach. You clean them, and then you put them back inside so you can roast it together. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer kamin bishul hozeh. No, that's like cooking. Elatolin chuchala. You hang them on the outside, above the mouth of the the mouth of the animal, you hang them outside the animal. Ein solinus haPesach lo al hashvud v'lo al haAskula. You can't roast a korban Pesach not on a spit. In a second, I just said you do put a spit in. V'lo al haAskula, not on a reshet, on a barbecue, a grid. Grill. Not like that. The Rav Gamliel told his Eved Tevi to roast the Korban Pesach on a grill, on a reshet. Rashi. Ketzit Solin Shvud Shal Rimon Tanya First Gemara. The notion is krov. Kedashit Sli Eish Rosho Al Krov. Kulo Keechad Mashma. That's to be all roasted together. Kamin Bishul Huzeh Shemavashul B'nei Me'ah B'Socho K'mal B'Socha K'deira. So the Tosus Rid learns that the Machlokas Rabbi Akivan Rosh Haglili talk is if this is called roasting the Korban Pesach, the inside, or they're like being cooked. Because when you roast something directly on the fire, so that part that comes in contact with the fire is roasted. Right? And since the whole animal is considered one thing, right, even though only the outside layer comes in contact actually with the fire, but the whole thing is one thing, so it's considered like roasting. But when you have the insides that were separated, and on the inside there Rabbi Akiva holds, that's not called roasting anymore. That's like cooking in a pot, because the insides were separated. And Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds no. It's all part of the same animal, even though they were separated, it's all considered roasting. Just like the inside layer of the skin is considered roasted, so what's inside also, since it's all part of the behemoth, is also considered roasted. That's how the Tosus Rid learns. The Tzlach learns that it has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Everybody holds that it's considered roasted. That's not the problem. The problem is, the Gemara is going to speak about the halachas of Melicha and Dam. Right? There's a problem over here that the Dam doesn't come out. The dam comes out of the insides, and it is absorbed into the animal, and therefore you can't eat it. It's not a question of Shlias Korban Pesach, it's Shli. But the problem is the problems of dam. Okay. Tolin chutzala, tochvan b'shvud l'malo mitiv shel kleh. You pierce them with the spit above the mouth of the clay. Lo ala shvut shel barzel. You can't use a spit of metal. Kino farish b'gmora. Shemateches kishemitzchamim mikzos or mitzchamim kulo. The metal, when part of it gets hot, the whole thing gets hot. Unlike wood, where the part that's hot is hot, the heat doesn't spread. It's not a good conductor of heat. The nitzla pesach nichoma shvut shebesocho, and therefore it's not becoming roasted by the fire. It's becoming roasted by the heat of the shvud on the inside, because and that's something indirectly from the fire. Shapnimi neschamim al deitzos or achitzos, Because when the fire heats up the outside of the shvud, the inside part gets hot also. And it, roasts the carbon, but it's not directly by fire. It's something that was heated up by fire. V'havelei Pesach tzli machmas dover acher. V'rachmona omer tzli eish. It has to be directly roasted by the fire. Askela grills. Blas. Taka grill. The kula chad time, and all the same reason. Shivi, we didn't go yet. Okay. B'nei sisho matzeches. Moses says, why don't you bring a spit of metal? Moses says, I did the chomitzos of chom kulo, u kamatvi machmas ashvud, v'rachmon amr tzliyesh, v'lo tzli machmas dover acher. As Rashi just said, that since metal, when you heat up part of it, the whole thing becomes hot, so the inside is also hot, and therefore the inside metal is roasting the inside that's touching the metal, and it's not getting roasted by the fire, it's getting roasted by this secondary thing. Rashi, you didn't get it. The nesi shel dekel. So if you have to bring wood, why dafka rimon wood? Why not bring palm wood? I did this like shive mapik maya. Now since it has, what's it called? Rashi says shive, shasi shuros. It has, lines in it. Right? What? Rings? Maybe rings, I don't know if it's rings. But it's at the outside. It has, what's it called? It has, layers, maybe. And therefore it has a lot of, what's it called, a lot of moisture, so the moisture comes out and boils the carbon pesach. So that's also no good. The havi kim a bushel. The nesi shel te'ena, so bring what's it called, te'ena, fig wood. Aydi the mechal chol matik maya. The te'ena has a pulp inside. And the pulp is moist and it brings out water and therefore it's also considered cooking. The havi kim a bushel. The nesi shall alone shall charuga shall shikma. Bring one of these other woods. I did this the kitre mapik maya. No, they have what's it called knots in them. Knots in the wood. Right? It's the same thing. They also bring out water. Shall rimon nami is the kitre the maya. The rimon also has. Now it's not the knots that bring out the water. You have to cut off the knots. When you cut it, then it brings out the liquid. So the rimon also has knots in the wood. Kitre, shear kitre. The knots in the rimon wood are smooth, and therefore you don't have to cut them off. You can leave them as they are, and therefore the moisture doesn't come out, and it's not considered boiling. The nafka bar shosad lespe kitre. Or you take use rimon wood that's 1 year old, a 1 year old plant which doesn't have knots in it yet. The mapik lebe piske. What's it called? Levar. Ilamaisa, you have to cut the wood. It's not, you don't take the whole tree. So wherever you cut it, it brings out the moisture. So Mar says, an ekonomi, the part that you cut, you leave outside the animal. Rashi, mechalchel, ke'et shel arova v'shel ego, she'esh le'moach b'fim, that's some kind of pulp inside, which brings out moisture. Alone yushno, shukash, it's hard wood, alone. I did the ispu kitre, you boil the mashinu b'sakina. Since you have to cut, in order to put the spit in through the animal, you'll have to cut off the knots. Mapik mai derech mokum chtach sakin. Where you cut it, it's going to bring out liquid. The havile pesach mavushal. The pesach is going to be boiled. She kitre, and even though the rimon also has knots, but they're smooth, so you don't have to cut them off. The ain sarach lahavir sakin aleim. The nafka bar shasa, the tia bar shasa, a 1 year old plant doesn't have knots in it. Yeah, there's what's it called? It has branches or whatever. It doesn't have fruit, but it grows. That's it called. It can grow. I don't know. Some of the mitzvahs is that they can do it. But ha'ikar de piske, rosh hashvud, shumokam chtach, umotzi mayim. Right, the place where you cut the stick is going to bring out water. The mapik lebe piski levat chutzlepeichia pesach. So that part you leave outside the animal. The imatki mayelo ayle pesach. The water comes out. It's not going to go into the korban pesach. Okay. Masnisin de lo krab Yehuda. This mishnah lechora goes not like a Yehuda. The time of Yehuda omer kishem sheshvut shel eitz ein on yisrach. The Rabbi Yehuda said, just like a shvu that ate, you put it inside the animal. So the outside part that comes directly in contact with the fire gets burnt up, but the inside part doesn't get burnt up. It's the same thing with a metal one. The part that's on the outside gets hot, but the part that's on the inside doesn't get hot. Just like the wood doesn't get burnt up in the inside, so too the metal doesn't get hot on the inside. So the chora, according to Rabbi Yehuda, should be fine. There's no problem, because the part that's inside is not hot. It's not roasting the animal. The ram's being roasted totally for the fire on the outside. Amulo, so they said to him, it's not true. Ze chamitzoso cham kulo. Ze chamitzoso eno cham kulo. No. Metal conducts heat very well. And therefore, when the outside is burning, is hot, the inside becomes just as hot. Mashenkein, wood doesn't conduct the heat. The outside gets burnt, the inside not, but metal and wood are different. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that, I don't know what the tzius is, okay. Or he holds it doesn't get hot enough to cook it, I don't know. Okay, the nosein is krov. Shem shashvut shal eitz, kishetolin also betanur, umechusha bekleh, ein masha besocha kleh nisraf. Rabbi Yehuda said, you see that when you put a shvut through an animal, the part that's inside the animal doesn't get burnt up, even though the part that's outside the animal eventually gets black and burnt. Shakleh megin alav, because the kleh, right, protects it from coming in direct contact with the heat. Tach shvut shematechas, ein masha besocha kleh, masiach mach mischo mitzos, vayotzei chutzu kleh. Similarly, the inside of a metal shvut doesn't get hot enough to cook the animal from the inside, just like the wooden one doesn't get hot enough to get burnt. They said, no, it's a difference between wood and metal. Even though by the wood, the inside doesn't get burnt, but the inside of the metal shvud does get hot. Because wood doesn't conduct heat well. So if part of it's hot, the other part isn't necessarily hot. And therefore, what's being roasted is only from the fire on the outside. Therefore it's svi shofud, it's not svi tzliyesh, it's being roasted by the spit. Okay, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Koreu Toch Toch, Rabbi Tarfon Koreu Gdi Makulas. Rabbi Shmuel, who holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he holds that what's it called? That you put the insides inside the animal, and therefore he called the Korban Pesach Toch Toch. Right? It was an animal that the Me'ayim were inside, and they made a noise when it roasted. Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel Korea Toch Toch, the notion of Toch Osvarele. Shmar Sich and Misbash, when the Socha Nishma Korus Ichos and Toch Toch Kikolasir. When it was boiling, but he considers it roasting. Right, when it was roasting inside, it made a noise. Lashon Acher, Kosa B'Svarim, Yishonim, Tichbar. Not Toch Toch, but Tichbar. Lashon Tochu Bar, inside and outside. Kolomer Mamulim Bifnim, Venira Machutz. Was filled on the inside, and you could see the outside. It had inside and an outside. Te'en Shemamalim Gidoyim V'Tarnigolim Shalonu. Like you stuff a goose, or an animal, when you roast it. The Duk Magabe Avigail, Chomesh Son Asuyos, Metargamin and Chomesh On Tichabronim, Mishem Rabbi Klonimus, that they were stuffed, stuffed Son. Mikulis, Lashon Kova Nechoshes, and Rabbi Tarfon held like Rabbi Akiva, that you hung the insides outside the animal, and it was like a hat. Over the top of the animal, it looked like a hat. So that's why he called it Gidi Mekulis. Mekulis was in Kova Nechoshes. The Mekargamin and Kulsa the Nechoshes. It looked like a helmet. That's it, a helmet. The Sphere Lay told him Lamala Barosho, like Rabbi Akiva. The Nirin Kikova Nechoshes Arosh Gibor. Looked like a helmet on top of a warrior. Okay, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Tamarabon. We heard in Bokum Shinago that some places had the minig not to eat any roasted meat on Leil Pesach, and some people had the minig to eat roasted meat, but everywhere, even the places that they did have the minig not to eat roasted meat, They didn't eat a gedima kulis. They didn't eat a whole roasted animal, because that looks like too much like korban pesach. Okay. So what is a gedima kulis that it's usher to eat b'leili pesach? Rashi, very difficult Rashi. Rashi says it's el gedima kulis. The stand the perik mokum shenagu shasher lechol sleep. Barbik pesach and isman hazeh b'mokum shalom noagu. So what does that mean? Makom shelo noagu. It should be just the opposite. The makom shelo noagu, in the place that they were no way to eat, sleep, but a gedim akulis is also, right? What? Right. It's mashma that it's more terik in the place. It's totally minik. So everybody else, it's not totally minik. The halacha is a gedim akulis is also. Makom shelo noagu is only the gabe. What's it called? The gabe sleep, not the whole animal. Time to take meat and roast it on Leil Pesach. We have the minig not to eat sleep. But even a place that didn't have a minig not to eat sleep, right? So in any case, it's not totally a minig. This is the iser, right? It has nothing to do with minig, mokum she, lo nohagu, to eat sleep, so they don't need a gedima kulis. So I think that some sofer says that the ikur over here is the diuk. What's not considered a gedima kulis? And therefore, I might think that even the place where they had the minik not to eat sli, but if it was what's it called, the gedim makulis, that the dafka, like what I was going to say, you boiled one part or you cut off one part, then even those places that sli was usher, this would be mutter, because it's clear it's not korban pesach, right? You're doing the whole thing and you're leaving off one part. If you just do a steak, maybe the steak came from korban pesach. But if you're doing a whole animal less one aver, it's clear it's not korban pesach. So I think that in that case, it's okay. Comes along Rashi and tells me, no, it's only the makom shalom noagu not to eat sli, but in a place that they didn't eat sli, this is also anyway, that what's it called, even if it was like this. Or just the opposite, that it's mutter. The makom shalom noagu, right, if it's a gedim, not a gedim akulis, it's okay. If it's as long as it's not, doesn't look like just stam a part of an animal. So what's the Gemara says? Well, so what is a gedim akulis? Kol shetzlo kulo ke'echad. It had to be roasted completely whole. Nechtach mimenu aver. If you cut off one aver, or nishlach mimenu aver, or first the Gemara thinks it means you cut off the aver and you cooked it. Okay. It has to be completely roasted, just like korban pesach. Moses has to be shlomer nechtach minenu aver. Dafagav the komatzile behadei. Amrish lo nishlach. You're telling me if you cut off one aver, even though you roasted it together with it, it's still not called gedim akulis because it doesn't look like korban pesach. Because korban pesach, the whole thing had to be whole, the outside at least, right? Nishlach miboya. Mashma that. And if you now cook that part that you cut off, that makes it worse. You have to tell me that? Rav Sheshi Sheshok of a Mechuber. No, it's talking about two different cases. One is you cut off an aver, even if you roasted it together with it, but since it's not connected, that's not a gedim makulis. Or you didn't cut off anything, but you roasted 95% of it, and 5% you cooked while it's connected. That also is not a gedim makulis. Rashi is there, okay, ke'echod domi lepesach. Then it looks like a korban pesach. The nearer kachim b'chutz la'aretz, and it looks like you're eating kachim b'chutz la'aretz. See, 1 second, the diuk over here, what's up, b'chutz la'aretz? You said b'chutz l'mishpat, l'miktash, b'chutz l'Yerushalayim. Nishlak miboye kesoka daitach, the nechtach, the hada nishlak. Umashah shechot cho kodim tzliyos, osula havi makulis. What do you care what you did with it? Even if you roasted it, once you cut it off, it's not a gedim makulis. So Mara says, no, it's either or. Either you cut it off, then we don't care even if you roasted it, or you didn't cut it off, but you cooked it. Either way, it's not a gedim akulis. So, here they what's it called, they have a few different, they what's it called. First of all, why it says dafka b'chutz la'aretz. Some say that it's only iser was taka in chutz la'aretz, and only bisman hazeh. In the time of the Mikdash, people knew that you couldn't eat a korban outside Yerushalayim. So they knew it wasn't korban pesach. There's man hazeh, there's no Yerushalayim, so people never have them, maybe you could check anywhere, they'd make a bomber. So it's dafka, it's man hazeh, and chutz la'aretz, where it's awesome. Because I might think that, you know, it's man hazeh, it's okay. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was what's it called? It was clear that it wasn't a Korban Pesach. The Tzlach learns that it means no, ach b'shman hazeh. Right, even b'shman hazeh, when it's not mistaber, if there's any korbanos, still people may make a mistake and think it's a korban. Kolshkin came at the time when there were korbanos. But the Chassam Sofer says what we said to begin with. Okay.